Message number 936. The plans have been drawn up by the Unholy Trinity where all that is true will be banished. Tuesday, October 15, 2013 at 15:45. My dearly beloved daughter, it is my desire that all of my priests in every Christian denomination begin to preserve the most holy sacraments. Those in the Catholic Church will be the first to witness the destruction and desecration of the sacraments. Those who are loyal to me, Jesus Christ, will prepare diligently for this terrible wilderness into which my church will be plunged. You must prepare now, because it will be through your allegiance that all of God's children will be able to receive the sacraments in their holy state. To all other Christian churches I say this. Remind yourselves of my promise to come again on the great and glorious day of my second coming. Note too that in the years leading up to this that all those who follow me will face terrible trials. Those who will succeed to new positions of power within all your denominations will be led by the false prophet, and all will mouth his words and copy his actions. Woe to those who sign with the false prophet, for he is the antithesis of John the Baptist and will be the precursor of the Antichrist who will rule over all of you. You will be protected by me, for soon I will be all you have to guide you. Only I can be trusted to tell you the truth when you will be swayed by the heresies which will be presented to you as the new form of modern Christian theology. How cunning is Satan, for he will never shock, instead he will, through those who serve him, draw you towards a new twisted back-to-front interpretation of my most holy word. The plans have been drawn up by the Unholy Trinity where all that is true will be banished. All that appeals to the secular world when human greed and desire to ignore sin will be presented through all Christian churches to the faithful. This day has been written in stone and will be the final insult allowed by God before he sends me his only Son to gather all those who remain true to the Word of God. When the lies are presented to you, they will appear to be a good thing. The badge of humility will be common in all of your churches, as it will be adopted by those among them who will deceive you. Every trait associated with me, my love for the impoverished, my love for the weak and humble, my disapproval of greed, avarice and lust, will be used as part of the arguments used to force you to accept this new doctrine. This new one world religion to prepare the world for the rule of the Antichrist. As a loving God, you are being given these warnings in order to save you. Heed me now. All I ask is one thing. Remain true to my holy word. My holy word was given to you in the Holy Bible. It can never change. But the enemies of God will twist its meanings. When this happens, reject those who tell you that God would approve of such changes. Nothing could be further from the truth. Your Jesus.